here's a story from The World.
No mercy. That's how the Ethiopian government is viewing dissident forces in the northern region of Tigray. The leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, has declared that his people are ready to die. That's a quote. The fighting between Ethiopian government forces and the TPLF started less than 3 weeks ago. It escalated quickly. Already hundreds of people are believed to have been killed. More than 40,000 have fled to neighboring Sudan. The World's Halima Gikandi is in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. What is the latest from that region, Halima? What are you hearing?
Well, first, it's important to note that communications in the north have been completely shut off for the past 3 weeks. So news is difficult to get from there, and very few independent journalists have been able to visit the area. So really, all we have to rely on is what the government says and what the TPLF, or Tigray People's Liberation Front, has to say. But overall, on the government side, they've been painting an optimistic picture that this conflict will be over soon, even though the TPLF has been reportedly launching rockets to neighboring areas and destroying airports. Here's Redwan Hussein speaking at a press conference on Monday. He's the spokesperson of the country's new emergency task force that's handling this issue.
By and large, now the Tigray region is under the control of our defense forces. And now it's moving forward to Mekelle.
And Mekelle is the capital city of Tigray. So what the government is saying is that they've already encircled it. And over the weekend, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave the TPLF and its militias 72 hours to give up arms before they plan to move in and capture the city.
What's been the response to this ultimatum from the TPLF in Tigray?
The TPLF has shown no signs of backing down at all, and they seem to be well-armed and determined to keep a grip on power. Here's their leader, Debretsion Gebremichael, who spoke recently at a press conference. He called on Tigrayans to continue fighting and said not for them not to give up until they won. He also said that the federal government was attacking them based on their identity, which the government has completely denied. Debretsion also said that their forces are strengthening and achieving victories despite being completely outmatched. But again, because of the communications and media blackout, it's really not clear what the reality on the ground is.
So TPLF leaders are saying they're not giving up, and the 72-hour deadline puts us into tomorrow. Are we expecting a big military offensive in the next coming days?
A good question. Again, not clear because communications have been down. And I have to note, this isn't the first ultimatum from the government in the past 3 weeks. That said, according to them, that's the plan. And over the weekend, there was a general who was quoted saying that the military will come in with tanks and heavy artillery. He told people to essentially flee for their lives. And for human rights groups, that's been a big warning sign. They've been calling on all parties to protect civilians. And also, Marco, I have to note that there are 500,000 people in Mekelle.
Mm. You're in Addis Ababa, Halima. That's the Ethiopian capital. What do things look like from there? What is the mood?
It depends who you ask, really. Addis Ababa is very far from the conflict. It's some 600 miles, which is about the distance from Washington, D.C. to Florida. So things here are very calm. Life has continued. But flights to Tigray and even other bordering areas have been cut off completely. So here, it really seems like we're living in two completely different worlds. The streets in the Ethiopian capital are busy. Shopping malls are full. At night, the bars and cafes are filled with young people. Communications with Tigray in the north, on the other hand, are blocked. So Ethiopians mostly hear about what's happening there from the government, and they're paying attention. I spoke with a young street vendor named Minale Kasahun. Kasahun says he completely supports Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's campaign against the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. The TPLF was once the dominant political party in Ethiopia before Abiy came to power in 2018. It's been linked to massive corruption and human rights abuses, Kasahun says. He says this is a conflict against the TPLF party, not the people of Tigray. That's something Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been trying to drive home. But many Tigrayans, people from Tigray, don't see things that way. They feel targeted. Most haven't heard from their family members back home in weeks. I met shopkeeper Addis Alem Mazmour as she was folding clothes behind her counter. That's Orthodox Christian music playing in the background. Mazmour is originally from Tigray. Mazmour tells me she doesn't know if her family back home is alive or dead. This isn't her first experience with war either. She says she used to live in Syria. Her husband is Syrian, but they fled the violence and she returned home to Ethiopia, hoping it would be safe. But now it doesn't feel that way. War doesn't solve anything, Mazmour says. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed might claim that the conflict is coming to an end, but she says she's worried about what happens next in the Tigray region of Ethiopia. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Addis Ababa.